It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Madisrider, Dig D Bartolo. This is episode 2012, recorded Thursday, October 31st, 2024. Bear with me. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, we are a bit spooky, and Diggy D heads to Pepcom's Holiday Spectacular. Plus, I have the last of my Halloween gadgets and your videos. All next on The Giz Whiz.
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing LEDs. Get ready for The Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is. The Ware host, Dick D. Bartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
I'm doing great. Doing very good.
A lot of people running around in costume there?
Actually, yes. Yes. I don't know if this is like during the day, I have seen so many folks in costume around. More than I feel like I did last year or when I lived in Texas. Maybe it was just the place.
Yeah, there was something
was
in the paper about that. It is becoming, outside of Christmas, one of the biggest holidays ever. People spending like more than $1 billion on Halloween stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I went out to record my video for the Halloween special, the meetup, which we are recording right after this show. But as I was out recording it, I saw businesses really getting into Halloween. They had employees out there with buckets of candy, having people come out. I guess that the area that I was in was kind of doing an event. Lots of it wasn't quite an event. It was just every day. But I think that for today, you know, all the businesses kind of organized to have candy out. And there were some families out there and adults. I saw so many adults just in costume today, just outside of Wendy's and McDonald's and stuff.
That's great.
It's been an interesting one. It's been an interesting one today. So, yeah. I'm dressed as the as Russell from Up today.
Okay.
My little costume from the Pixar movie.
I have some additional things to put on for our Halloween meetup, so I'll do that. We'll do a little break between shows.
Yes. So, yeah, exciting. If you are a fan of the show and want to see the Halloween meetup, and you are watching this after the fact, you can have it on over to our YouTube channel and watch the Halloween meetup over there on YouTube. Okay, anything fun this afternoon?
I sent you some photos.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Dennis's birthday.
Happy birthday, Dennis.
And Dennis's sister, my sister-in-law, came down from Boston, Chrissy. And I bought tickets for everybody to go to the Museum of Broadway.
Ooh.
And it's fascinating. So this is from the show Showboat. So sets don't exist anymore because I believe the stagehands union that all sets are burned after a production closes down. So this is, yeah.
Is it ceremonial? Is do they all pile in?
I don't know. I think they do it out in Jersey. But this is one of the original costumes from the show. And then someone got one of the scripts and they sort of made waves out of the scripts.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And yeah, really, really an incredible undertaking for that.
Wow.
And then? My favorite thing, corn. From a little salute to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yes, exactly. The Wiz. They have their own Wiz. You know, the Wiz on Broadway was the I think it was an all-black version of The Wizard of Oz, but it was The Wiz from Phantom of the Opera.
Gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Detailing on this is insane.
Incredible, isn't it?
You have a really high quality camera, Dickie D. This is quite detailed. This is great.
Oh, well, that's good. That's, believe it or not, it's my old LG G8.
Oh, that's great.
But it has a nice camera. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at how. Wow. I mean, just the way that mask is created is insane. Wow. This is really good stuff. Okay.
hoping the producers might be looking for a new script idea. This is the door from the set of The Producers that ran on Broadway for a long time.
Oh, that is very funny. Wow.
And then they had some of the original mock-ups of the set. You know, before they build the sets, the scenic designer builds a miniature of what the set should look like. And I believe they use it for the backers. And this is one of the sets. It's really incredibly detailed.
Wow, look at the elephant over here. I didn't even notice that. You got an elephant on one side. The windmill.
A windmill and the other.
Windmill. Wow. Wow. That is really cool.
Yeah.
I think that's it. That's the end of them.
That's it. Okay, yeah. So if you're a fan of Broadway shows and you come to the city, Museum of Broadway is on Broadway. It was a little about five doors down from Broadway.
That is really, really, really cool. I want to be part of a project where a miniature gets made. Okay. I feel like once the miniature of the project, you know, you are in the big leagues. I mean, miniatures just don't get made for any old thing, you know? Like, if I'm working on something and they need to make a miniature version of it just to make sure it looks good, whoo, you have made it.
Yeah. It's not going to happen with the Good Whiz because it's pretty small already, but...
Yeah, if you made it miniature, no one would see it. It is already so small.
I think that there's a miniature of it on your desk already.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've lost it. There it is. Okay, so let's jump. You went to PepCom Holiday Spectacular.
I said to Dennis, and Dennis, this event is all for your birthday.
That's great.
Anyway, so for the next couple of weeks, I'll be doing gadgets from the PepCom Holiday Spectacular, and here's number one.
We're at PepCom, and you know what? Sometimes you see something, and you say to yourself, I don't care what it is, I need to know what this is.
Yes.
Serena, what is this?
This is D3O. So we are an ingredient brand. We've been around for about 20 years. And what's unique about us is we are a protection brand. So we have this unique non-Newtonian formula, which we have patented to put into all our protection brands. So we have protection, everything from gloves, to clothing, shoes, handlebar grips, and even phone cases who use all our ingredients. So what's fun about this is in its resting state, and this is its D3O in its natural form,
okay.
It's soft. Get your hands in there. Malleable.
Yeah,
so there's no trickery going on here.
Okay.
And I think I'll let you do it, but perhaps you can cover your hand in it.
Okay.
And then you can hit yourself with a hammer. And
hit myself with a hammer?
I'm not going to hit you with a hammer.
What?
You can put it... Put
yeah, I know.
Like
I didn't know what she was talking about
at
first.
And then put your hand down on the table.
I'll put my hand on the table?
Yeah. And then
there you go.
Hit it. Don't go too hard or something. And don't miss. And you can see it all hardens on impact. So it dissipates the energy, dissipates the form, force, and then helps relieve any impact and trauma.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, so, all I can say is, call 911. No.
Yeah. So we work with sports brands. We even work, I shall show you something here. We also work with the US military, and we use this technology. These are our halo pads. And these go in helmets for the military and first responders, and they are comfortable, but they also help with blood trauma. So they dissipate energy, so they reduce the chances of any kind of bad damage.
How do I get the little bit off?
Just so D3O loves D3O. So what you do is you grip and rip, and then
get
you
more
use
of it.
And you stick it on like that. Ta-da.
This is good.
Yeah.
So all of these brands are yours, or
they're
you,
not?
You
so they use us. So we partner. So yes. Harley Davidson, Oakley, Fox, Adidas, all these different companies, they use our either our bespoke products that we create for them, or some off-the-shelf products that we already have. So, for instance, here. This is a new product. This is actually a limb protector. We call it Diablo. So for a mountain bike and motorcycle, this is CE1, level one protection. So normally you'd find something that thick that you'd have to put on that would be difficult to bend your knee, elbow. Feel this, it's all squishy, really light. You can slip it into your jacket or your jeans or anything like that.
Or even the mouth guard.
And you hit it and it's hard and it will protect you as well as any thick foam.
Okay, what's your website?
D3O.com.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
D3O. It sounds like it'll be a android in Star Wars at any second. D3O. Come on over.
Oh, it does sound like that. Yes, yeah. But you know, on websites, lowercase counts. Because I typed in D3O, and it came up, this is for sale. Then I typed in D3 little O, and their website came
up. D3O. Well, I guess that's... one second. I don't know how to type in a website. Okay, capital D, 3O.com. Well, it took me to the right site, but...
Oh, did it? Oh, okay. No, I don't know. Okay.
But make sure it's not a zero.
That's what I did. I hit zero.
D30. They should buy that. Honestly, they should buy D30 because plenty of people.
Yes, that's right. You think since it's a three.
That looks like D30, not D30. That is D30. So you type in D30.com. Yeah, it doesn't take you anywhere. Okay, yes, I will accept your cookies. This is interesting, very, very interesting. So they're a formula, basically a chemistry company that can sell.
Yes,
products.
It's called non-Newtonian.
Exactly, non-Newtonian fluids.
Material.
Is what they are. You know, Newtonian fluids are fluid or solid. You know, there's one of the two, and non-Newtonian, kind of in the middle. It's like Jell-O. What is it? What is it? I don't know. So they make that's interesting. So they make a product that can fit into other products. It did seem for a bit like they had just reinvented Silly Putty.
That's interesting. Yes, it is. Yeah. I don't know if I'd hit my hand on a hammer if I had Silly Putty on my hand.
They'd need to sell that amount. So that you can get rid of helmets, you know? You can just pour it on your head and then go for a ride. And it's form-fitting. I think it would work. I think as long as you don't suffocate in it, I think there's a chance that
would be good.
So not really quite a product to really show off.
Lots of companies using it.
Yeah. Interesting. D3.
Now, a product you can use, which is a little bit on the weird side, but you judge.
Okay.
I don't know what these are, but I do know that for some reason, this man is wearing one of them.
Right now, I'm wearing intake breathing. It's a nasal dilator. I'm going to take it off for you.
Whoa.
These are magnets. These are tabs with metal plates. You join the two together, look at my nose, and look how it collapses. I have a deviated septum.
Your nose is collapsed.
And it's collapsed. It's shot. But watch this.
You'll never, ever fix it.
I don't think so. Until now. I'm breathing even harder this time around, and it just it doesn't collapse anymore.
Now, are you supposed to wear this
out in the street, everywhere?
Absolutely. You can wear it while sleeping, which whether it's to help with snoring, also if you're exercising.
I don't need help with snoring. I can snore fine.
Yeah. I like this guy. Yeah. Well, and that's the beauty of it is if you don't like snoring, you put this thing on. There is a possibility it helps unless your snoring happens in the back. Also, if you're a cyclist, a runner, any type of sport, we have famous people like football players, you name it, they use intake. And the reason for that is it allows more oxygen to float through while you're doing strenuous activities. And that alone is this right here.
So what is it? What is in this kit?
So in this kit comes a 4-pack, which has 4 different sizes, plus the applicator. And then from there, you also get a refill tabs, which comes with a 15-pack in this kit. Again, $39.99 for this kit. And then you can buy the refill packs when it comes time.
And how long would you leave the tabs on?
It depends how hygienic you are.
Okay.
Yeah, now, so, the truth is you can wear it all night sleeping, a little bit in the morning. But if you are doing a strenuous activity where you're sweating a lot, you'll probably replace it after that use.
Okay. Intake, breathing. Okay.
Intakebreathing.com and also on Amazon.
On Amazon. Amazon, yep, is where it's at.
Yep. Okay. Interesting. So the whole device slaps over your nose to widen your nostrils.
Yes. After you put the 2 tabs on that contain a magnetic disc.
That's so interesting.
And that sucks your nose open.
So I've used products like Breathe Right strips, which
are
disposable strips that kind of...
Yeah, right.
I get the expectation is that with these magnets and a real physical, like, I guess, is it metal, the thing that goes over your nose, or plastic?
You know, I think the thing might be, it's like a very flexible thing, but the magnets are built into the bottom of that.
I see. I was hoping that would be stronger than whatever those little Breathe Right strips can do.
Oh, I would think, I would think it is. I think that's why the magnets
help.
Yeah.
Also, you get to decide exactly kind of the strength intensity.
Yes, exactly.
From the
with the 4 sizes that are in the kit. I mean, I'm going to try it. I said, "Do you have a demo kit?" And he said, "Oh yeah, just take one."
It's definitely a much more expensive version of you know, something that's kind of out there. But this really is a big difference. So I am very curious. Yeah, I'm curious to hear your testimony.
I thought you might be, as a runner, that this might be.
Now, my first thought as a runner is that I would actually, I don't know if I trust the magnets and the device not to pop off my nose as I'm running.
Oh.
To like come off.
Well, put a clothespin over it.
Exactly. So unfortunately, my first thought is that the competitor is the disposable one-time use thing.
So it's a little bit better for that. Yeah.
The other issue is that for me, I run in the morning and I run with sunglasses on, and I couldn't imagine this with sunglasses the way. I can't imagine how that would work well. So there's another knock on it there, but yeah. The thing is, I have used the Breathe Right strips, and I've liked those.
And you find them, they work.
Yeah, especially I use them a lot when I was sick, you know, and I just wanted to keep as much of my nasal passage open as I could. I don't think I have a deviated septum like the fellow in the video, but I could see needing an upgraded version of basically the Breathe Right. You know, you need something better. You need something more, especially if you're dealing with this all the time. So I'm very interested in this product. Also, one other thought was how kind of quick you can kind of pop it on and pop it off.
Oh, like that's interesting. Yeah.
If you're having kind of a rough day with your nose, you know, put it on and then you're like, oh, this is annoying. I'm going to leave it off for 5 minutes. Okay, it's time to stick it back on. I could see how that would be kind of a nice benefit. Is like, gosh, my nose give it a rest.
Yeah, as opposed to the other thing, you would ruin it, right?
With yeah.
The
breather, yeah, and you'd be pulling off the, you know, it's like pulling off a Band-Aid, right? And so pulling off the magnets, so it doesn't hurt. You'd leave those on for the whole day. You know, I could see, right. There's a lot of reasons why I could see that this would be, you'd really want this if you were using a nose thing like this all the time.
So yeah. I wonder,
it's like the pro version.
Why is it that when you hold your nose and breathe, you can hear better? Do you ever find that? It opens your hearing? Maybe it's not everybody.
Like, hear the world?
Yes.
Or like my breathing?
No, here. It pops my ears.
Oh, yeah, I pop my ears. I don't know if it makes me hear
and
better.
And I'm thinking, well, if my nose was wider, could I hear up my nose? I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor.
They are connected. You know, it's like the nose and throat doctor.
Yes, you're right. I don't have a hearing aid. Could you talk into my nose?
I'm sorry. Can you speak up? I can't quite hear you.
There you go. Yeah.
That'd be great. okay, cool. Intake breathing. The most upgraded breathing apparatus I could imagine. Pretty cool.
Yes. And then finally, something for the kids that was released last night. So it's kind of fun. First
look. The hurricane from Schwinn. And we're going to find out all about it from Michelle.
Hi there. Yes, I'm Michelle from Schwinn. So this is our Hurricane Compact e-bike. It actually just launched today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's catered more for youth, so kids ages 13 plus.
13 plus.
Yep. It has...
Two people?
We advertise... Schwinn is all about safety. We advertise one rider.
Okay.
Yep, one rider.
One person and maybe a lunchbox.
One person and a lunchbox. That is perfect.
If they want to use that... Be my guest.
Okay. Yes. So it has both a throttle, so a twist throttle, and pedal assist. So once you start pedaling, the pedal assist kicks in. Both will take you up to 17 and a half miles an hour.
Okay.
So
and batteries under here?
So yep, batteries under here. Each bike comes with a key, so you can take out the battery. You can charge it just with a standard household outlet.
Okay.
It charges in about 4 to 5 hours.
And about what would the range of the battery be?
Yeah, so the range is up to 30 miles an hour.
30 miles.
Yeah, so again, you know, depending terrain and hills
yes,
and all
exactly.
of that. But, you know,
exactly.
it's a max range of 30 miles.
Now, have lights for night?
Yeah, so right when you turn it on, which I can turn the battery on, you'll see that the lights come on automatically.
Okay.
So LED lights in both front and rear.
Okay. And the retail price?
So retail price is $599.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so really such a great gift for youth. It's sold at SchwinnBikes.com, at Target Online, and Dick's Sporting Goods, both in stores and online.
That is really...
It's so fun.
It's the hurricane.
It's the hurricane.
And this little guy, what are we looking at here?
Yep, so this shows you your charge. So this is that full battery.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay.
So it you know, as you get down to a more empty battery, that's your indicator.
That's great. I think that's great. The hurricane from Schwinn, available starting now, right?
Starting right now. It's available
this
now.
Minute. I'm going to go buy one. I'll be right back. Bye.
Don't get me started on hurricanes. No. this looks fun. This looks like a really cool e-bike for kids. And
Target seems to have an introductory price of $100 less than she said.
Yeah. Which is, I'm impressed by that price because bikes are just not, you know, cheap. But e-bikes specifically are typically... much more expensive. I'm curious about the type of, you know, the type of pedal assist, or I don't know how they're doing it. Does it have a screen? Anyway, that looks really great for a kid. That looks insanely good for a kid.
Absolutely. I do know it has mechanical brakes and a 3-inch wide tires, which is good for going over some bumpy stuff,
thick and wide.
I think it's pretty neat. Yeah.
It's a. I don't know of a competitor product, like, and that price point at that age, at that size.
I think that's why they jumped in with that.
Yeah, it's like that is kind of the one that I know of that I've kind of seen around. Pretty cool, very very cool.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the final. We're getting in with just hours to go.
The last, the only, Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. It is the last of the Halloween gadgets. And I recorded a video about this one earlier, so let's take a look.
Hey, Diggy D. So here we are with the last of the Halloween gadgets. And I had to take a look at one of our favorite stores, Five Below. I had to see what they had in stock. And as it is Halloween today, I thought it would be the best chance to actually pick up something that I could use as a costume. This is the inflatable bear costume. It is big, over 6.5 feet tall. It was not just $5, so let's get that out of the way. It was $15, so a little bit more than $5, sold at Five Below. I went ahead and just pulled it out of the box because that's pretty simple to do. Here it is. It's all folded up. Inside is this fan, and this is what will run with batteries to inflate the whole costume. There's a battery pack that I need to kind of fish out of here and put some batteries in. Oh, there we are. Here's the bear face so far. Looks pretty good. Looks like there's some transparent film for you to look through in a few spots. Let me get the batteries in it, take a step inside, and then we'll be right back. Okay, so here is the battery pack. It goes down to the fan, which we saw before. This is just the same thing, but from the other side, the inside of the costume. So there's four double A's that go in there. There is a dreaded screw that you have to unscrew. And then you just turn that on. It'll operate the fan. And there's a little clip in here so that you can add the battery pack to just a pocket so that it doesn't become too annoying. Inside of here, just kind of show it off, there is these like straps leading to the face. So my guess is that basically I strap that around like this. Something like that. I'm gonna need to zip myself up in just a second and then start inflating. But one other thing to point out is these along the legs is there's elastic just down there that'll just kind of grab next to your leg. So I'm gonna try to figure out these straps, zip myself up, and then we'll start inflating. Okay, I have the costume on. It says on the box, inflates in a minute or minutes. Okay, it's really hard to read through this. I'm gonna turn on the fan, and we'll see about how long it takes to inflate. I don't know if you can see, but the elastic stuff, I ended up just kind of completing like almost like a necklace around,
around my neck.
It is definitely inflating. Now there's no way to get your fingers outside. There's no elastic around your arms. So you're kind of stuck to the fingers that are provided inside of the bear. Oh my gosh, she is definitely inflating. I can see why the straps are kind of needed because it does kind of keep it up.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, I would say this is pretty full. It's nice and roomy. I'm actually gonna pull my arms in here. I can tell that one of the ears is not out. Take that. I have lots. I can see quite a lot. Up here, there's actually no real need to see.
Hello, how are you?
This is where I'm mostly looking out of.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty movable. And then if I ever need to
grab anything, it is a bit difficult. The fan's not too loud, which is nice. With the fan running, there's enough like fresh air in here that it's not too bad. We're indoors here. I could see going outside that it might get a little bit hot. I'm pretty impressed with this. I've bought inflatable outfits before online, and this was pretty good for a costume. And y'all are just y'all. I don't know exactly what I look like, but y'all are gonna have to tell me. And then
no, I think it's great.
Turn off the fan. We can unzip it and deflate it. There you go. Back to you guys.
Okie dokie. Well,
I think for $15, that's great.
I think so too. I am a wilderness explorer, but we are having a bear attack, Dickie D. I don't know if we can handle this.
Oh my gosh.
What's fun is
it
if you
just like the one that you were in.
Exactly. If you don't put anyone in it, it will just become an inflatable mascot.
Oh my gosh.
Here he is. I put rubber bands around the feet so that's not just a big open hole, but there he is.
That's pretty neat. I think that's pretty neat.
There he is. So, Five Below, $15, like we said. Sorry, I have to set him down. Get out of here, you big old bear. Okay, there we go. I might have to deflate him here. Here is it online. So yeah, there you go. And then what's funny is when I would search for a similar type of thing just on Google, they're expensive. Look at this, $40. This one is also $40. This is the Five Below one that we were looking at. But yeah, lots of expensive options. Even Scooter X showed this expensive option, which is $100 in AliExpress.
$100 at AliExpress? Oh my God, but it's how big is that?
It looks insane. Anyway, I just thought
wow.
So there you go. I'm going to have to turn this off here. And then we'll deflate him. We've murdered the bear! The wilderness must be explored. Okay, well, there you go. The last of the crappy corner Halloween-themed gadgets. Anyway, thank y'all at the patrons for voting for Halloween gadgets this time around. You guys are the best. With that, let's move into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Okay, our video is from John Bauer. And he says, forgive me, I did not shoot it in landscape mode, and I did not put a voice on the video. There's just some music. But the video, they did an incredible job. So we're going to show the video, and I will read his letter over the video.
Okie dokie.
Okay, so let's start his video. It's a kit. It's a cardboard kit. And
oh, wow.
It's called... Well, yeah, I know. It's called 4D Build R2-D2 Cardboard Model Kit. It's built like a puzzle. I don't know. It's 3D. I don't know why they call it 4D. And it's from Spin Master. But the detailing, and I must say, he and his wife built it, his wife Lydia. And when it's all together, which you'll see in a minute, I mean... This is rather elaborate.
Yeah. I wonder how...
And then,
gosh.
When I found it on Amazon, I was surprised. Isn't that pretty nice?
Yeah.
I think that's great. And then
I mean, it's made out of paper, but it looks like it could be like plastic.
It does. From if you had that on a like that on a table, someone would be sure it was a plastic model or better.
Eric Duckman says in chat, the fourth dimension is your time that it takes to build it.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a joke.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's cool.
Built by, oh, he labeled
yeah.
it. So, how much do you think that cost?
Okay, my first guess is like in the 50s, because it's like a licensed product.
Yeah, licensed product.
It's a puzzle, and it looks well made. So my first guess is like $49.99, in that range.
Yeah, I was up there around $39.99. So now go to the link I found on Amazon, and I am astounded. Maybe it'll come up for a different price. I was in my prime.
Oh, my gosh, $13? $14? $13.50?
Is that unbelievable?
Whoa.
Got 4.5 stars from over 1,000 people?
What? Yeah, I'm very impressed. That is a really...
Only because before I went back and read his letter again, I was looking at similar models, and they were all $40.
Yeah, like what?
And then
what
I went
one?
Back and typed in Spin Master. They have a lot of kits.
Yeah, they're not that bad.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem to be there now, but they had the Hawk, the Express.
This Darth Vader helmet's only $10.
Yeah.
What were you saying about Express?
Harry Potter train was $20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's go see their store here. Oh, they have lots of, oh my gosh.
Spin Master does tons of stuff. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we'd have to go find the puzzle area. Yeah, the Hogwarts Express.
Puzzles. There you are.
Oh, there we are. 4D builds. Right as I was giving up. Here they all were. That's funny. Yeah. Wow. The most expensive one that I've seen is this $80 one. $70 one, if I could count.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's look at what do you get with the most expensive? I think it's just much bigger. Like, look at the dimensions.
Yeah.
It's 21 inches tall.
Oh, and it has LED lights in it.
Oh, my gosh. It does. Oh, man. It needs batteries. Actually, does it? Wait, I can't tell. Is this just marketing?
No, it says LED.
Oh, it says with LED lights.
Yeah,
okay,
LED
good.
Right
okay,
in the description.
Good, good. I'm glad one of our hosts can read. I'll leave that to you, Dickie D. That is okay. Really, really cool. That is neat. That is definitely a gadget I category didn't know.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So, John, thank you for sending that. And we forgive the vertical because it's sort of a vertical figure, so it worked to your advantage. So we're looking for more videos. This time, please use landscape mode. Video, anything to do with a gadget, like John, that was a puzzle gadget. Out of cardboard. That was really interesting. I'll make a video 1 to 3 minutes, put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, you'll see a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted, and that way only people with the URL will be able to see your video, and send that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv, mail@gizwiz.tv. And we have one video in-house for next week, but we need more stuff. So do it, and you'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine when we show you a video. Wait a minute, I have no audio.
Oh, that was my bad. I want to take a sip.
Oh, okay, I thought you were doing a joke, and I was going to say, wait a minute.
No. It's a good deal, folks. Make a video, get a Mad Magazine. Awesome. Please get those videos in. Now let's move on to the letter. We're having all sorts of audio issues here. The letter's audio is here. Here come the Gizwiz letters now.
All right, keeping with our space theme from our last video, Mo says, take a look at this. It's interesting. I thought it was fascinating until I saw the price, but take a look.
Okay, it is okay.
And there's a video. There's a video there. Just hit that little video. Okay.
I'm going to go watch this on YouTube just so it'll be
okay. Oh, okay, very good.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Get out of here, Bed Bath & Beyond.
No.
Whoa.
This is very clever.
Okay, take the cushions away.
Okay.
It's now, a couch, so it'll possibly be a pull-out bed.
It looks like a...
Whoa!
It's couch to bunk beds.
Oh, my. The design looks really good.
Yeah, it does. It does. Now,
What? It just keeps unfolding.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I thought it would be pricey, but I
can't believe they hired twins for this video, too. You thought it would be pricey, but it is?
Yeah. What's your guess?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's just such a unique product. And you're saying it's pricey, and it looks like it was designed in Sweden. Like, this just looks like, or German engineering. You know, like, it just looks like it was made from a firm that... So I'm going to guess... Gosh, I don't know. Furniture is so hard. 2,000? I don't know. What would a normal couch go for? Like 700, 800? An expensive couch is like another 1,000 or so.
At the chat room, Chumley's in with 3,200. Steven is in with 2,500. Magoo is in with 3,600. It starts at...
I'm starting to like worry. Like
$6,600.
Look,
price range. Can you see that?
Oh my gosh, that is tiny.
It starts at 6,000 something.
Starts at 6,000.
Yeah. So.
No. This is like a thing that is sold for a hotel.
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no.
That seems like commercial pricing. Yeah.
I would just buy two sofas and four 4x2x4s.
At that price, I'd rather just buy another apartment. Like, what are you talking about? That's really cool. Like, wow.
It is amazingly built.
Pack and W says made in Italy. Yeah, that added $2,000.
So, Mo, thank you. You always find incredible stuff.
Oh my gosh, wait a second. Scooter X.
Oh, no, what?
Okay, now here is really, you gotta play your car, you gotta decide what matters to you. $5,000 or your safety, because this thing looks a tad like it might eat you. That is a bit too collapsible, I think.
Yeah.
This is the AliExpress version of what we saw before.
Yeah.
It really does not inspire confidence in a very strange way. There.
I mean, the rods look like the person on the top bunk jumped up and down.
Yeah.
They would suddenly be on the lower bunk when the front pipes bent.
I think Loquacious says it best. I would take the top bunk if that was the option. Yeah, that's hilarious. Thanks, Mo, for sending that over.
That was great. That was great fun.
Thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show. We love you guys. Thank you. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back patreon.com/gizwiz or our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. Click on that. There's a big old banner that'll take you to Patreon and also a tiny little link that is there for PayPal if you want to give via PayPal. However you do, thank you so much for your support of our show. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever we are live, the website will just update with the live stream. So head on over to the website. And check it out. Chat along with everybody. We have an IRC chat there for everyone to hang out in, and it is a fantastic group of people. So please head on over there, hang out when we're live. If we're not live, you can catch all of our episodes after the fact on our website, gizwiz.tv, or on our YouTube channel, or we got Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. If you're watching live, you have hours, mere hours, to submit for the What the Heck Is It contest.
Only if you're watching live, yeah.
Only if you're watching right now do you have time. Other than that, head on over to gizwiz.biz where Dickie D writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It. There will be a new gadget for you right here, and you'll get to see what this gadget is. But there'll be a new gadget for you to guess on. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessing. And I hate to give this away in the last moments of the of the contest.
Okay, yes, yes.
Yeah, but these are, this is actually a fashion statement lapels that you would wear. That goes right around your neck. Right. There is, it's very zoomed out. You know, this is a big, like 6 foot tall fashion statement, and your neck just goes right on in there. It's a little hard to tell from the angle, but yeah.
Wow. Very good guess.
Exactly. Fancy lapels. If you think you know what it is, get a guess. That about wraps it up for our show. We are going to head directly, after a quick break, into the spooktacular Halloween extravaganza that is our virtual meetup. So check that out on our YouTube channel if you are not watching live. But until then, we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.